Yo, today's QOD is, are you willing to meet the demand? Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got Patrick Bette David back on the show two Mondays in a row for your Memorial Day motivation. Today, he's talking about goals. You know, it's easy just to have a goal, but you also have to ask yourself some questions. You got to ask yourself, what's it going to take to accomplish that goal? And then once you ask yourself that, you have to ask yourself another question. Are you willing to meet the demand? Patrick Bette David, coming up after these words.
Let's talk about dreams. Here we go. Number one, serious question. By the way, just so you know, nobody cares if you get this answer right or wrong. So you question, how many of you are 100% clear about your dreams and goals to the point that if I brought you up, you can recite it in 20 seconds, everybody would believe you? How many of you? Come on, let me see your hands. I can't. This light is like a tanning bed right here. How many guys? How many guys are so crisp? By the way, I appreciate you for being honest. Look, by the way, let me ask, please put your hands up. And folks, I actually want you to look around. How many of you are so crystal clear about your dreams and goals that you can go on stage and explain it to everybody? Put your hands up. Put it up high. Look around, by the way. Good to see you, buddy. You okay? Good to see you. Look around. Look around. Look around. Don't look at me. Look around. Turn around and look behind you. Look behind you. How few people's hands are up. Okay? So now, great. Let's process this. So when it comes down to dreams, I can tell you most people are not that clear. We just kind of live our life. It's like, I hope, you know. Now watch this, some of you who are, anybody ever wonders why such a small percentage of people's dreams become a reality? Anybody ever wonders that? Who wonders that? Like, why does such a small people? So I've asked this question of myself so many times. Here's why. Because we don't ask the second, third, or the fourth question. So what's the second question? Here's the second question. Your dreams, that life you want to live, how demanding is that life? How demanding is that dream of yours? What does it require for you to do? Is it a 1-year run? Is it a 3-year run? Is it a 5, 10, 15, 20 run? What is it? How demanding is it? We don't ask that question, but some of us do. But the third one is where people quit and nobody knows. No one knows why people's dreams don't become a reality until the third question. You ready for the third question? Are you willing to meet that demand? You know, there comes a time in your life where you're kind of like, Devin Booker, they ask him, they say, so how was it being in high school? He says, honestly, I never partied. I don't know how it was to party. He says, I practiced in the morning. I went to school. After school, I had double practice. Then I had another league. By the time I came home, I was done with my, I was so tired. My friends wanted me to go out. I never had time to go out. So, and then we see him in the finals, dropping 40-something points, about to win the finals. And people wonder, oh, he must be talented. No, no. He was willing to meet the demand. I wasn't willing to meet the demand in high school. I wasn't. Look at my height. I have an athletic body. I could have played a lot of sports. I wasn't willing to meet the demand. But nobody explained this thing to me. You think I'm going to explain this thing to my kids when we talk to them? Of course, they're going to answer this question very soon. They're going to know whether they are or they're not. Many of us didn't know, but now you do. So now some of you are like, well, my dreams are pretty big. How demanding is it to have those dreams become a reality? Pretty big. Are you willing to meet the demand? You know what I mean? I don't know. I know. Don't get me. Don't. 95% is, I don't know. Believe me, I know. You know what the last one is? Here's the last one. When you close your eyes and you go visualize that dream, does it make you emotional? Do you actually cry about it? Do you sit there and you say, oh my gosh, if this were to ever become a reality, I would melt. I would melt. How many of you guys can think about your dreams and get emotional? How many of you guys can do that? Raise your hand if you can do that. Now watch how many more hands came up. Now I wonder why that happens to you. I wonder why that happens to you. Somebody told me, says, well, Pat, I'm making $400,000 a year. I was a butcher. I was a butcher before. I was a bartender making $65,000 a year, making $400. What the hell am I doing working 80 hours a week again? Why would I do that? I said, great question. Because dreams are multidimensional and you've only thought about one dimension. What's that? I just explained this in Aruba. I remember a couple of weeks ago we talked about this. And here's what it is. Most of us, we only think about dreams from what perspective? Whose dreams? Ours. See, it's multidimensional. First way we think about dreams are our dreams. Second way is your spouse's dreams. I asked my wife one time, babe, what are your dreams? Babe, I want to be a poet. Seriously? Seriously? You're serious? Yeah, babe, I want to be a poet. Babe, you never told me poetry stuff. Yeah, I write poetry on the side. No shit. Yeah. Cool. Man, I've never gotten like a roses are red, violets. This is why I love Patrick so much. I've never gotten nothing like that. I'm like, oh, cool. You write poetry. I don't know what you write, but great. I said, why don't you go do something with that? He says, what do you mean? Let's find the best poet professor in LA. And we did. It was a professor at UCLA. So why don't you go pursue it? Go find out if it tugs you, if it pulls you. She went. It's not just your dreams. It's your spouse's dreams. Babe, what are some of your dreams, babe? We don't ask those conversations. You know what's the next dimension? You and your spouse's dreams together. Babe, how about us one day? What do we want to be one day? Oh, babe, I never thought about that. I know, babe, but how about us? So it's me, her, us. Then it's a kid. We got four kids now. I got a 9, 7, 5, and a 3-week-old, by the way, just so you guys know, right? Thank you. Yes. So to me, it's my oldest, 9-year-old. Then it's the 7, 5. Then it's the 3-week-old, right? So the other day we're driving the car and I said, hey, Tico, Dylan. I keep saying Tico, his name is Patrick, but Patrick, Dylan. So yeah, daddy. I said, so what are you guys going to do long-term? You guys going to be in business with your daddy? Are we going to do business together? They look at each other. Mari, you remember this. Mari's somewhere around here. He says, well, dad, that's a pretty deep question. We got to get back to you on that. Yes or no? Mario, where are you? I'm like, you gotta be. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, sure. So I'm driving. I'm like, damn, Mario, that was a deep response. So 10 minutes later, we're still driving. I said, daddy, we thought about it. What's that, buddy? Me and Tico are gonna start a business together. We wanna run businesses together ourselves. That's what we're gonna do. But not with you, but we're gonna do it ourselves. I'm like, freaking awesome. Because it's now your kids' dreams. Now it's you, your spouse, and that one individual kid. Then it's your kids together, what they're going to be doing. So when you sit there and you kind of play and you go to it like, oh my gosh, what if one day and da, 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 with the kids running businesses together and I'm, oh, this is going to feel so freaking amazing. When I was single, 23 years old, the girl broke up with me, like literally a legit breakup. I deserve to be broken up, but she broke up with me, okay? So guy asked me a question about marriage. I said, you want to get married? I said, you have no idea how bad I want. Since I was 6 years old, I wanted to be a dad. I wanted to be like my dad. I love my dad. I want to be him. He's my hero, right? So I want to get married. He says, interesting. But I said, I tell you one thing here. So what's that? I said, I would never let my daughter marry me at 23. I got work to do, meaning me at 23. So I said, I'll marry when I'm ready. Not right now. I wouldn't let my daughter marry me. That's how I talk to myself, right? So this whole conversation about big houses, it has to make sense to me, right? Like, why buy a big house? So I'm sitting there, Americans like to do, what do you do when the kids come over? There's a party, they call it. Like, hey, we're going to go to the Johnson's house and sleep over, whatever it's called, right? Is that what it is, sleep over, right? Like, I'm sorry, no. Your dad's still a Syrian Armenian from Iran. We don't do sleepovers. However, if they want to do sleepovers at our house, it's totally okay. But it's at our house. So I said, I want to have a big house so all of my friends, my kids' friends, all want to come to their house. That's how I thought about it. Then Christmas, you know how Christmas comes and you're kind of like, who do you want to go to for Christmas? Oh, do we go to your parents' house or your parents' house? Hey, you know the kids want to go to your parents' house. Yeah, I know, babe. Okay. When my kids have that conversation with their husband or wife, babe, where do you want to go? We want to go to Grandpapa David Papa's house. I visualized that, no joke, thousands of times. I swear to God. I swear to God, not even messing with you. So my house, I wanted to create a house that not only my kids' wife and husbands come, their kids come, and all of their in-laws come. I don't know if you got that. I want all of them to come. So that means you need how big of a house? I need for a legit house. I still have 20 years, so I'm going to get that house because right now the house I bought is like a $20-some million house I live in right now. That house is going to be a bigger house. All good. It's going to become a reality. If God keeps me healthy, it's going to become a reality. Because I went through this formula, guys. This is the formula. And it gets me so emotional thinking about it. Fires me up when I think about it. And some of us, we just live our life. Hey, cool. I'm going to go to Vegas. Let's go. Hey, let's go to Hawaii this year. Hey, babe, we're making pretty good money. $220 per year. Yeah. Make more money than your cousins. Make more money than your siblings. It's kind of cool. Make more money than my dad. What the hell is that life all about? What a waste of a life. And you were not put here to just make $220 or $480 or $720. Something bigger with you, but you got to ask those tough questions. Sometimes we don't ask those questions. Let me continue because we're still on the dreams. By the way, for only $9.99, I'm going to show you how to put you. Just kidding. But I had you for a minute. Look at you. I knew he was going to sell something tonight. Okay. All right. Stay with me. This is my vision board. It's three of them. The one on the top left, you see, it took 14 hours for me to put this together. The one in the top four is what excites me. The one on the top right, top left excites me. Top right inspires me. And bottom drives me. So top left is dreams. One day I want to live, dot, dot, dot. Okay? Top right is fire, competition, greatness, being the best. I want to meet that path. And the bottom one is history, crusade, cause. And I created a formula where I go on 20-year runs. I don't go on 90-day runs. I don't like one-year runs. I want 20-year runs. Now, why 20-year runs? I'll explain it to you here in a second. So for me, everything is visual. I had this painting commissioned. It's in my house right now. It used to be in my office for the longest time. That's me in the back. By the way, this is a 15-foot painting. If you've never seen it, it's a massive painting. Can you name everybody? Who can name everybody? Who can name it? Can you actually name everybody? Okay, who can name everybody? Most people can't name everybody. Okay, so I'm at the top. I'm in the blue suits. You're right. So that is Tupac. Did everybody get Tupac, by the way? Yes or no? Some of the country people are like, who is that guy? Yeah, but that's a guy named Tupac. Not Tupac, Tupac, right? Right next to me, it's Senna. Ayrton Senna. Anybody know Senna, the race car driver? If you don't, I name my daughter after Senna. Her name is Senna Rose McDavid. Same spelling. That's how much I love that guy. The man in the middle is the Shah. Shah of Iran. When I was born in Iran, he was the king. And it's Lincoln, a Republican, Kennedy, a Democrat, Einstein, who believes socialism, Milton Friedman, who believes in capitalism, MLK, whose approach was very different than Tupac. And they're sitting in a bank vault with a lot of secret hidden messages in there. They're debating two books. One of the books is, if you look at the table, it's Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged. And the other book they're debating is Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto. That's how messed up my mind is, by the way, just so you know that. And there's an empty chair. And one day that empty chair will be revealed. You know what this does to me every time I see it? You don't even know what it does to me. What's yours, by the way? I'm not telling you to go build something like this, but you got to create these things when you wake up and see them. It fires you. You can't just wing it and put some stuff up there. This takes time to put it together. Let me continue.
That was Patrick Bet David kicking off the week. His website is patrickbetdavid.com. You can check out today's entire talk on YouTube. It is called The Untold Truth About Building Wealth on the Patrick Bet David Official YouTube Channel. All right, my friend, that is it for me. Hope you're having a great day. Pick up your QOD merch at QODmerch.com. Also follow me on the Instagram at Sean Croxton. And I will see you tomorrow. We got John DeMartini on the show. See you then. Peace.